Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks. Erie Canal Theater presents Switchboard Infinity, Episode 13, the SS Showtime.
Die.
Wait.
Are you guys okay?
Wait. Where's Todd and Sloppy
Joe? Look down.
Look over there.
Look,
it's from here to eternity. Oh. They're showing from here to... Oh, no. It's Riptide.
Guys, let's run over there.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Riptide, what are you doing to Sloppy?
Oh, my God. Sloppy Joe.
Breathe.
I don't think that's CPR, Todd.
No, this totally is CPR. Just hold on. I need a wide berth. I'm going to bring this puppy back.
Weirdly sensual what you're doing right
now. I'm not sure that's going to save his life.
Why is your shirt off, Todd?
Gross,
look at all that seaweed.
Toddy, you saved me, Toddy. Give me a kiss.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're a goner.
Get a room, guys.
You woke up affectionate.
All right, guys. All right. Let's focus up. We got everybody. We're all safe. Everybody's accounted for. Sloppy, you're all right?
Well, okay. Not really. I'm kind of dizzy. I can't stand on my own.
You'll get better. Drowning.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Can someone help me out?
All right. Here you go, buddy.
Hey, wait. Who's that guy in the white linen suit? Hello, sir?
Oh.
Who goes there?
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Pizzicato.
Hi.
I'm Malcolm.
I'm Thalia.
I'm Skidmark.
Riptide.
Call me Sloppy Joe.
We come in peace.
Yeah, we just barely survived a storm. We landed on the beach here.
I was just in that storm myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Blew my steamboat onto the shore over here.
Oh, I didn't even notice that boat before.
It's huge.
It's a musical theater steamboat.
Oh, really? It looks like an 1800-style paddle boat with its giant wheels on the side and those big smokestacks.
Yes.
Are you from a theme park?
Actually, I'm bringing musical theater to the world.
Oh, really? Well, interesting mission. Well, look, sir, what was your name again?
Pizzicato.
Pizzicato. If you could just point us in the direction of the closest major city, I would be very grateful.
Perfect. I'm also going to Machu Picchu.
Oh, Machu Picchu. Okay.
Yes.
All right, everyone.
So if we all just want to go ahead and grab a rope, we could drag my steamboat inland.
Wait, drag that giant... Wait, are you saying...
We're gonna have to take the steamboat in. It's got all my musical theater supplies.
Okay.
So just get in the boat and go through the water.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly what I would say. That's what boats are good for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only way is dragging it.
So you're saying that we have to drag it in that direction.
We
you're
have to
pointing.
Physically pull the boat.
You see, he's pointing right at that mountain.
Over the mountain.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like that's just a waste of time, and we should just get to the city on our own.
Waste of time.
It was nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Life without musical theater is the only waste of time.
Amen, brother. I'm all about the creative arts.
We just don't have that much time.
Todd is very creative. He's always singing. I hear him.
This is interesting, Thalia. We're agreeing again.
This is very interesting.
Huh? Maybe we could kind of get it going.
No. Snap out of it!
Okay. All right. So thank you very much. That's a great-looking suit. I hope you get somebody to help you out, but we're just gonna make our way. So
you're going to make your way to Machu Picchu on your own?
It's just on the other side of the mountain.
Right.
You just go over.
There's no way you're going to get there without a guide.
Oh, really? You don't even know what we have been
through.
It's a matter of extremes. We had to cross a desert to get to a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You could fall through any crack, thin ice throughout, blistering winds, only to find yourself in a hot jungle with creatures beyond every metallic tree. You don't know what will pop up.
Okay, so you're trying to scare us because you want help with your boat. I get it.
I agree.
Malcolm, that's a good point.
You're not going to pull the wool over Skidmark's eyes.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. I just thought of something, guys. Huddle up for a second. 1 second, sir.
We don't have any food or water.
Oh, come on. We'll find it.
I can hurt.
No, that's
find
a good point.
In the desert? I mean, come
We're
on.
We're going to starve out here.
There's probably like a store.
Okay, everyone. Let's just go back. All right. Follow my lead. All right. 1, 2, 3, break.
Break.
Well, we have talked about it, and we're thinking that maybe we could help you, but there will be a price for it.
Oh, you can see the first show free of charge once we make it in.
That'd be great. But we're all also actually thinking that you could pay us in food and water.
You got food, right?
We eat every night at 8 p.m.
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to pull, I guess. Let's pull this boat over a mountain, huh?
I don't mean to be the hard thing in a loose meat sandwich.
Well, you haven't talked much, so go ahead.
I just almost drowned, and I'm not pulling
this creep's
boat across
Sloppy
no mountain.
Joe, I've got two arms. I got two sets of pecs. I can help you carry this thing over the mountain.
Oh.
Let's go, buddy.
He just lifted Sloppy Joe onto his shoulder.
And his shirt is still off.
Yeah.
Look at me.
You hold this rope, I'll hold this rope.
Oh, these are like your reins.
Okay. Todd, you didn't have to oil up your chest after you picked him up.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
All right, everybody grab a rope.
I'm not grabbing anything.
Sloppy, you just stay in his arms.
Oh, good. I'm glad I have your permission, Talia.
Is everyone ready?
You're welcome.
Can we just start moving?
I'm going to the back of the boat. I'm going to push from behind.
Fine.
I'll walk ahead.
Wait, you're not pulling?
Oh, I gotta find the right way. Okay. So just please follow me.
All right, on three, I guess we'll pull this giant, stupid boat. One, two, three.
Whoa!
Oh, this is surprisingly light.
Ooh, I am shocked.
It's like barely even like I'm pulling anything.
This is gonna
fancy
be fun.
Grab.
I'm just
fancy
gonna tie it to my arm.
Boat. Yeah, I'll just tie it to my waist. It's fine. All right, let's keep walking.
Oh, Toddy, this fresh air is doing me wonders.
Hmm. Well, just lock your legs around my neck, man. Don't fall off.
Here we go.
No tickling.
Uh-oh, I got you. I'm going to get you.
No, I'm carrying
you
a
boat,
man.
You must be pretty excited about seeing that show once we get there, huh?
Oh,
I
can't wait.
Sort of thing.
Oh, it's so hot. Hey, let's just take a break, have some water, you know?
There's water?
Oh, yeah, here.
I've been squeezing juice out of a quail this whole time.
What? Don't drink at all, Skidmark.
That was a quail?
All right, off of my shoulders, buddy.
You're going to want to have an accident later on tonight.
Oh, God. Oh, wait, what's that noise?
Shh, everybody, quiet.
Sounds like a rattlesnake.
It's
a rattlesnake.
Careful. That's a...
Well, it'll rattlesnake. Costume.
Oh, here I come. I'm coming to get you now.
He has a syringe over his head.
It looks like it's full of rattlesnake venom!
Oh, no, he's coming for me! Dahlia!
Okay, everybody, settle down. Settle down.
Look at me.
Oh, God.
You're okay, Daddy. You're my boy. You're okay.
Oh, my goodness. He's blown up like a balloon.
Oh, God. Todd, your eyes are tiny.
I feel weird.
Your face is huge.
Dad, thank you so much for saving me. You didn't have to do that.
No, it's my pleasure.
Guys, Riptod's head keeps getting bigger.
Yeah, I ran over onto the boat. I have a salve of mayonnaise that we can spread over his cheeks.
That sounds like a terrible idea. It'll attract bees.
Yeah, there you go. Rub it all over.
Todd, that was a very brave thing that you did.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
It's very out of your character.
All right, Sloppy, just hop right back on my shoulders there.
I just don't think that mayo did anything.
It's okay.
80% of your body's blood is in your head.
I got a rope. I'm ready to go. Up the mountain, folks. Let's do it.
Monster, day 8. The swelling in my face is going down. It's as good as we're finally at the top of the mountain. The air is extremely cold and very thin. And Sloppy Joey has been keeping me warm at night. His body is like a burlap sack filled with microwave mayonnaise.
Oh, God, it is cold. Is anyone else having trouble?
Let's walk close together.
Yeah, it's just hard to breathe up here, right? I got an idea.
What?
Look, we need to get down into that jungle down there, right?
Yeah.
And I'm tired of walking through the mountain. I know you guys are too. And we need to get Skidmark into the warmth. We just need to get back to civilization. We need to get to the city, right? How about we all get in the boat and we just ride it down the mountain like a sled? Mr. Piscata, what do you think?
Let's go. The show must go on.
Okay, everybody in the boat. Oh, God, why didn't we come up here earlier? Look, there's a fireplace, there's a bearskin rug.
There's a piano!
It's a nice piano.
Make yourself comfortable, guys. Try
Thank
some
you.
Costumes on if you're
hey,
cold.
Hey, can I have a glass of the scotch?
Yeah, help yourself.
This is delicious.
And look, guys, I'm King Lear!
That's good.
Oh, stop.
All right, let's focus.
Okay, I'm going to just give it a push off that tree right out the window here, okay? I'll be right back. I'm just going to give it a push, and I'll be right back
in. Here we go. Like a giant toboggan!
All right, everybody lean forward.
Okay,
put your jacket on.
It's starting to move now.
Lean forward.
All right.
Whoa, it's flipping over. Oh, God, it's flipping over again. Oh, God, here we go again. Oh, God, not again.
This better be some production of Pygmalion.
Great idea.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is everyone okay?
I'm sorry.
Todd's diary. Day 9. We're all in the clutches of a madman. So intent is he upon his new production with new arrangements of thoroughly modern Millie, he's willing to risk all our lives for the show, the glitz, the glamour. I hope Toddy doesn't mind that I'm using his diary. I can't tell if he likes me, you know. It's hard for me to tell because it's like sometimes I'll make him.
Hey, Sloppy Joe, what are you writing in there?
Get into bed! Okay. It's past your bedtime!
I was just coming to wake you up because it's morning and everyone's ready to pull the boat again.
Okay, well, I'll be in there and tuck you in just a minute.
We're out front of the boat. Just come on out front of the boat and just grab a rope like normal.
I hope that Toddy isn't put off by the fact that I've got a son in my little Malcolm. A lot of guys don't like that sort of thing, and I know it can be a lot of pressure. Like, I would never ask him to step in and be Malcolm's daddy, but I just don't know.
There you are, Sloppy Joe. What took you so long?
Finally!
Pick up your rope. We got to pull through this jungle. I don't even know how far away we are because I just can't seem to get a straight answer. But
I'm just glad it's warm.
Yeah, me too. It's finally not.
Okay, let's get going. We have a
all
lot
right,
of
ready
land
everybody
to cover.
And whoa, what's that?
Nobody move. That's a robo-panther. Their sudden movements.
Those look like laser eyes to me.
Shh, it sees us.
Oh my God, here it comes.
It's walking out of the woods towards us.
Todd, don't you try to be a hero again.
Oh, I got this.
Don't even think about it.
Todd, what are you
doing,
Todd?
Toddy!
I'm not getting it.
I can't get a shot.
He's wrestling it.
Todd!
Oh my God, Todd, that was savage.
He's like a trick.
He ripped his throat out.
How did you know what to do, Todd?
I was a champion beta ball player in my day.
Todd, you have
changed.
There's robo lubricant everywhere.
You have been our hero this entire trip.
Todd, I think you finally earned the name Riptide, if that's what you want to be called.
From now on, you are Riptide.
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 Riptide. Riptide.
I swear I won't make fun of you anymore, buddy. You saved us a few times.
You're the best.
You may be Riptide, but you'll always be my little Toddy. Come on, get your candy apple.
Oh, that's nice.
Homemade.
Oh, thanks, man. Aww. This looks delicious.
Oh, y'all don't get one because you don't behave yourself.
Okay.
Candy apples are for good boys.
All right.
Oh, I dropped it. Oop, 5 second rule.
Look out for that nest.
Oh, my. Todd, there are a bunch of fire ants under you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
that's
geez.
Right, Toddy. Jump in the water. They'll take care of him. You're so smart.
God, he's okay.
Oh, he's good.
Okay.
All right, they're floating to the surface, guys.
Oh, my God, Todd. There's we're on a swimming course, you Todd.
Oh, they hurt. Oh, they ripped my flesh, my leg. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, the ground is shaking.
Oh, my volcano just erupted. erupted. Oh, oh, lava is spewing everywhere.
Todd, watch out. It's
slipping away. It's going to die.
The water's heating up. It's causing the piranhas to dissipate.
Oh, he'll be okay.
All the piranhas are gone. He suddenly just swam up my pee hole.
Oh, the toothpick fish.
Oh, the barb. I gotta get to the shore.
Oh, he's okay. He's out of the water.
He's breathing.
Oh, he's sinking into quicksand.
Oh, God,
don't struggle.
It seems geologically improbable that those two sorts of materials could butt right up against one another.
I agree, but he's going to be okay. I'll just hold this branch out for him.
Oh, good idea. He's going to be okay.
He's got the branch.
He's got the branch. He's going to be okay.
Jeez.
Poison dart.
Just jumped in his mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
Spit it out.
God. Spit it out. Don't. He's going to die.
Stop chewing, Todd. Stop chewing.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, the lava's pouring into the quicksand. It covered Todd. His charred arm is all that's left. Oh, Todd.
Grab it. See. Oh, it came off.
Yeah, don't. Just put it back in.
Throw it back in.
We don't want that. Just put
Let's
it
just
back
walk
in.
Away. Walk away.
No!
Yes! Yeah. Walk away, Sloppy Joe. Get away from there!
Poor Todd.
Everyone hold hands.
At least I still got my son, my boy, my baby boy, Malcolm.
That's okay. Okay, look, I'll just say something, I guess, everyone. Rest in peace, Todd.
Set another few paces to the left.
Okay,
the lava,
we gotta keep moving.
The lava encroaches.
I think we're gonna have to move on. R.I.P., Todd. Oh, that really ripped, Todd. Rest in peace, Todd. As it all comes full circle, doesn't it?
I didn't think I'd be this sad, but he's just done so much for us.
He saved us from the panther.
He saved us from that snake costume guy.
He inadvertently killed Steven.
In retrospect, that was kind of a good
thing.
That was
fine.
It really was.
That was fine.
It was a good thing.
I would see all of you horrible people burning in a pyre that reaches the stars.
There,
to have
Sloppy.
Him back
Sloppy.
For 10 minutes.
Sloppy.
There.
And don't you Sloppy me.
Sloppy.
Let it all
I hate
out.
You.
He loved him.
That's the showtime must go on.
Yep. I agree.
God, that's like a tagline or something.
That's real clever. I can't wait for this adventure.
What's that book you're holding, Sloppy?
Yeah, wait. This says Todd's Diary on it. Let me see that.
Fine, here.
Todd's Diary. Day one. I've washed up on the shore and discovered one of my last remaining joke books, its pages bleached by the sun and sea. I will now use it to
keep
a diary of
my
thoughts.
Can't believe these guys haven't figured out I'm working with Wisbit. Craig, man, he's gonna be so pleased I brought all these guys alive. Ooh, what a party he's gonna have. Sloppy Joe's choking over there by the water. I better go save him. I think I'm going to take my shirt off.
Oh, God.
What did it say? Why'd you stop reading?
Nothing. It was just... Oh, whoops! Oh, it fell in the lava. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I can't be here for this.
What did it say?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
All right, let's keep moving this boat, I guess.
Yeah, everyone, come on. This lava's it's gonna catch up to us. We better start pulling it.
Okay, well, let's keep pulling. All right, ready? Here we go. Oh, the river's right here.
We're there!
Wow.
We did
all right.
it!
We did it. Hey, everybody, just hop up. I'll push it from the back and jump in. All right, ready? And... Whoa! Okay, all right.
Woo! Anchors away!
What?
Or something?
Trip!
Thank you so much for being our guide.
Oh, yeah, guys.
Thank you so much.
Seriously.
This river will take us basically right into town.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So now we just have to wait it out on a giant steamship, I guess, with a fireplace and scotch.
Hey, let's see if my piano still works. Yeah, my piano still works.
Oh.
I feel like I could really get my dreams accomplished now. Get this musical theater project going. Community theater. You're welcome, Macho Pikachu. We have made it closer to the Amazon, and we are bittersweet because Todd's gone. But in time, Macho Pikachu will acclaim us a short time. Oh, this is good. Oh, no. No, wait. This blank slate is... Broadway culture. Yes, good. Well, our legs are aching and our backs are sore. We are resilient like conquistadors. Indians need us to bring them overalls, Broadway culture. I'm a genius. Here, hand me that kazoo over there.
thanks, Ray. Thank you.
Switchboard Infinity is an original presentation of Erie Canal Theater and is produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jimison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. Additional talents this week include
Nathan Hudson,
Nicole Pascaretta,
David Hillbaum,
Nicholas Batanti.
Original piano compositions by Christopher Holt. Theme music by Zelda and the Unibrows. Thank you to our Patreon supporters, Dr. Boyfriend, and Thomas Schultz. Tune in next week for Switchboard Infinity, episode 14. Episode 14. Episode 14!